going to be a light night tonight. Let's get started with Rob Up, KC8SDL. Good evening, Rob.
Very good. Good evening yourself, Mr. Dave, KC8PCQ in the group. T.O. Charlie, she's off the way, but Rob is basically wave everybody. Hi to all my good buddies and hams on the Saginaw Severo net. Not too bad, Dave. I've been doing a lot of nothing but down in the man cave watching the trilogy of the Godfather. So doing that, got pretty hot today, as I say inside, but I'm endeavoring to get ready to go to my interest show in Carroll. That's going to happen next weekend. I'm going to leave a couple of days early and go set up over there, and I'm going to take my utility trailer with my engines, and hopefully they'll all run good. And I'm looking forward to that. Radio-wise, well, all the band guys have not been very happy. I know I was on the net this morning on the e-cars net, and I could barely hear K-8 moving out to Bravo there in Ohio. A lot of solar activity going on, such not. So hopefully that'll finally pass away. But, yeah, I'll be radio-less for a while while I'm at Carroll, because, I don't think I have any place to string an antenna up for an event station, but you never know, I might do it one of these days, so. Okay, other than that, that's all I got to report for right now. I'll be around for the second go-around today. I'm glad you had your endeavors on Muskegon and Nasty and all where you went. Hope you and Jamie had a good time. So with that, I'll hand it back to Net Control, K8PCQ, KC8SDL. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Robbie, I haven't had a lot of time to be on the radio. I was cleaning up the clean up camper and cooking. It's been pretty busy around here, and then I had to cut grass that got missed for a week. I thought I lost birds in it. Up next, KC8YVF Ron, standby NAERL Dave. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net tonight. It was good to see you Friday night at the Savara Club meeting. We had a good meeting that night. It was our ice cream social, so we had our normal business part of the meeting, and then we adjourned the meeting and headed into the lobby area or the kitchen area to have some ice cream, so that was real good. And then afterwards, we had a couple of guys that were putting together their Meshtastic radios. So Tom, NADY, and Mike, KD88MMH, were there. Also Fred, KE8QCO, and Rick, KC8VOA, and I were helping out. So we got Mike's two radios built and programmed. And for Tom's, his was a little bit more adventurous. He was building the same type of radio, but also adding the GPS unit to it. So those had to be soldered on to the board in order to do that. So Rick was working with him to get those done. We did get them programmed, at least with the Meshtastic firmware, got that done. But the diagram they had for attaching the GPS didn't seem to be correct, that once it connected it, it didn't work. So Rick took them home, was going to do some research to make sure or find out what connections they had to go to onto the board to get those working correctly. So thought they had the right one, and it's one that I had thought as well was the correct one to do that. For me yesterday, did some work around the house. I had to fix a taillight on one of my trailers, and why I had that out to fix that, we decided to, wife and I, go back behind our back garage and clean out behind there. Some weeds had grown up back there and other things, so we cleaned everything all out, got it all straightened out, got all the weeds pulled and done and that, and got everything behind that garage, had a little storage area back there. We got a little lean-to on the back of the garage that holds some a lot of my wife's pots and things that she uses during the summer. She needs a pot of plant or something. We store them back there. They're just too big and that put in the garage and that, so we have them behind the shed back there. So we got that cleaned up, and then we headed out down to Flushing. It was my 50th class reunion for high school. They had it at the Flushing Country Club. Had a real good turnout. Had about 70 people there, they figured. So well, there was originally over 350 people in the graduating class. About 70 showed up. So that was, to me, was a pretty good turnout. I was surprised they had a memorial board up of the people who had passed away from our graduating class, and there was about 25 of them. Some names up there surprised me. I hadn't heard. So that was too bad there to read some that of my classmates that had passed away way too soon, that's for sure. But we had a good dinner. They had a bar air if you wanted a drink. They had some games that they were doing, desserts and that, so we had a real good time. We had it out a little bit early. I had to stop back by my daughters to feed the animals there because they were out of town. So we let the dogs out and fed the cats, and then we headed on home, got home about 8:30 last night. So I'll cover today's antics on the second go-round. Back to you, Dave, KCYDL.
Well, thanks a lot, Ron. It was good to put faces with the voices, and as you said, WIFE on the way home said, get one of those units coming. So I ordered one. It's all pre-assembled. At my age, I figure I'll take the first one and try and use it, and then I'll build a couple more. Next up, N8ERL, Dave. And stand by, KF8BLX Rick. Good evening, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Dave. That was good having an eyeball with you last night. Nice to meet you in person. And it's funny how that I've known ham. I've had ham radio friends for years. Never had an eyeball. I know what they look like. Seen them in pictures, but never face-to-face, so good seeing you last night. Just one thing I wanted to bring up, the North American CUSO Party phone is coming up on August 17th, 1800Z to 600Z, and for local time, that'll be 2 p.m. Saturday, 12 hours, runs until 2 a.m. on Sunday. So good 12 hours, good chance to, if you're looking for awards, worked all states, that's the time to do it. And I agree with the comment about the bands being down. It's been kind of tough. I don't know exactly why, but 17 meters, I've been playing with that quite a bit. It's been usually pretty good until fairly late in the evening, but that's been kind of last couple of days hasn't been all that great. And thanks to Mike, 88MMH, for setting up the Ice Cream Social Friday night. That turned out really nice, and that's a yearly event to look forward to. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Yeah, thanks, David. We passed on the ice cream because we had other plans to go, so we'll do it again. KF8, BLX Rick, and standby NHKPR Bob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, everybody. KF8, BLX. Not too much to report. It's been a pretty quiet and relaxing weekend. Get the new radio and antenna set up, so hopefully I sound a lot better out there this week. Took somebody's advice that had given it to me, and to tell you the truth, I can't remember who actually gave me the advice, and put the antenna on top of my garage with a magnet mount, and now my garage is a giant ground plane, and it's working perfectly. It all came together with that one suggestion. Like I said, other than that, pretty quiet weekend. Did have the grandkids for a little bit this weekend. Not too long. They had other things to do. So with that, I'll call that a first round and send it back to Manette.
Well, thanks a lot, Rick. A lot of times those suggestions are things we overlook, and boy, it's sure nice to have them. N8KPR, Bob, good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net? Yeah, the HF bands haven't been friendly. Have not been friendly at all. I turn the radio on every day and leave it on for several hours, and if I don't hear nothing, well, sometimes I just leave it on just all day, and I'll just check periodically through the day, see what's going on. You know, looking for POTUS stations or whatnot. But, yeah, they haven't been very good. And I went up north Friday, so I wasn't at the ice cream social. Went up north and was up there Friday, Saturday, and, well, I got back later on today, this afternoon. And it was warm up there, too. Just up around the West Branch area, Lufton to be exact. But, and I was going to get together some ham friends up there, but that I know up there, and but that didn't happen. We had there's too much stuff going on in the campground, so I never got out of there. Me and my brother-in-law have a tendency to, if somebody's got something wrong with their trailer, you know, we usually take a look at it, see if we can fix it before they call somebody. So we had a couple jobs. And we are successful. We got everything running. And I don't know if anybody's noticed, but my yard seemed to be, and I've heard this mentioned before on a different net, that the crabgrass is just going crazy this year in my yard. You know, normally I have some, but this year it's just all over the place. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that or not. But back to net, this is NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, it's crabgrass has went bad. I mean, I've seen some that are probably 12 to 14 inches in diameter, and I got to pull them out. And we treat for it, and it sure didn't help. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.